Good morning and welcome to episode 74 of Martin Uncut. Today it's April the 18th, 2021. Today's episode is working with email. So time is flying and it's already Monday again. I hope your weekend was as good as mine, and we had really summer weather over here in Sweden. We had like 16, 17 degrees. So we were out with out all of the winter garment on. So that was fantastic. Today, I wanted to briefly talk about another thing that has annoyed me for quite some time. And by now, you know, when I say briefly, there is a risk that it will actually not be that briefly. But let's see if I can keep it brief at this point today. And today it's about my email handling. So in my day-to-day work, I have a ton of email accounts. I have a few personal accounts, and that is just because I have been moving around between suppliers and I haven't closed anything. So of course I need to do something about that to make sure I don't have unnecessary email accounts alive and around. I also have work email accounts, and I actually have a bunch of them because I have a lot of different projects, work projects going on. And quite often when you're doing client work, the client will spin up an email account to you because they want you to use that, and they want you to use that to be able to authenticate to different internal services. So right now I think I have like 8 or 9 different emails account that I need to check on a daily basis. And quite frankly, that is quite hard to get an overview of everything that's going on the email. So I have been using the email web clients so far, and I mean, it works pretty okay. I'm almost exclusively working on Google or Office 365, and the web clients there, they are okay. I mean, they work. You can read emails and you can write emails and you can do what you need. But I would like something that ties a little better into my normal workflow. So I heard about this application called MailMate. Again, I have used this application for roughly a day or so. So this is no endorsement or review from my view. This is just my initial feelings and what I see from this application. So the description I found around this app is roughly not the most beautiful application out there, but great if you are a power user. There are a few things that makes this extra interesting to me. And the first thing is it's supposed to be super good when you're working with multiple accounts. And if that, I mean, it states that it should be really strong working with a lot of different email accounts. And since that is my reality, this is a really important feature. I've been working with other applications in the past, like Postbox, I think it's called. Or postbox, I think it's called. That is also supposed to be really good working with multiple accounts. But in the end, I had a really big problem when that started to load up all my emails. So it died because of that. I think it went super slow. But it was fairly easy to set up all the accounts in MailMate that I have. And it's using OAuth to connect to both Google and Office 365. And that is super great, since these services, they start to limit the use of username and passwords because that's simply not secure enough. Office, however, has complained that the app wasn't approved by the administrator, and that can be a problem for me, that the administrators will not approve the applications. And then I can't use this application for that client. So that's a potential problem for me. And I think there is no way really to go around that because it's probably in the client secret that says which application this is. So we are where we are. And the little email organization that I have been doing so far, it worked really well. It didn't mix up the accounts or anything like that. It's keeping the email in the right account. So if I archive something, it will archive it to the right account. Another feature I found that I think is going to be super powerful is what they are calling smart mailboxes. And a smart mailbox is essentially a filter, and it will show you the emails that you need or what you want. And one of the examples where this is going to be super good for me is that I'm following the getting things done best practices, of course, since I am like GTD trainer, for how you handle emails. And I have then set up a waiting for support and an action support folder in each of my email accounts. And you can imagine when I'm going to check if I have something waiting for, or if I have something in my action support folders, I need to go through all of these. So it's very tedious in my weekly review. And what I was able to do with MailMate was to set up a smart inbox that essentially lists the contents from all my waiting for supports in one mailbox and all my action support in another mailbox, independent of which account they are. And I can see in the list view which account they are corresponding to. But that means that I can get a really good overview of all the accounts super, super fast. Another thing that I think is a powerful thing is that it's using Markdown when you're writing emails. And if you would ask me maybe a month ago, this would be the future or feature that would make me not have been using this application, because I wasn't, I mean, I knew Markdown and have been using it in some applications. But since I started to work daily with Obsidian, Markdown has become kind of my second syntax. I'm writing more Markdown than I'm writing code these days. So Markdown is good and feels quite natural. And I think it's just going to become more and more natural the more I use it. And I also think this can improve some of the automations with the rest of my toolchain. But we'll see more about that. But talking about automation. Linking and automation with other tools. I mean, this is something that is really important. That is the fourth thing that I found. You can quite easily install additional functionality into MailMate, and that's what they call bundles. You have a bundles menu in the settings for MailMate, and there you can just easily click and install additional functionality if you want it. I'm using a few things here, and the first one I installed was the OmniFocus bundle, and this gives you the possibility to file an email as a task in OmniFocus with just a single click. And that is super powerful. And that means that you get a backlink in OmniFocus to MailMate and to the mail. So if you need to reference the original email or respond to the original email, it's super quick to get to that. That would probably work with the standard Mac app, but I haven't gotten that really to work. But it worked really good with MailMate. So that is a function I really, really like. And the other bundle I installed is the DevonThink bundle. And this gives you the possibility to very, very easily, just with a button click, file an email into DevonThink. And this can be super powerful in the future. I will talk more about DevonThink most likely tomorrow, because it's an application I've been using a long time, but I haven't been using it properly, I think. So I'm going to change that. So I'm using that really, really well. But more about that tomorrow. A little bit, what I don't like, and as I said, I've used it for a little bit more than a day, so I don't really know yet. I need to use this application in my daily work to be able to know what works well and what doesn't work. So, I mean, I will need to come back in a couple of weeks and tell you more in-depth thoughts about it. So there is a 30 days trial out there, and I'm going to use that 30 days trial, and in the end of the trial period, I will probably come up with my thoughts, and if I turn out not to be able to use it, I will probably cut it short. But I will tell you how it turns out. But if you want to try out MailMate, there is this 30 days trial, so you can also check it out, and I definitely recommend it. So as I said, I've been using DevonThink for a long time now, but I'm very, very far from being a power user, and I have come up to the realization that a lot of people is using DevonThink in combination with Obsidian. And that is something that I definitely can relate to. And I think that is a really powerful workflow that I'm going to explore more for myself. And I will dig deeper into DevonThink in the upcoming future and talk more about the application and also how I plan to change my workflow towards DevonThink. I really hope that you liked today's episode. And if you did, please recommend it to a friend, colleague, or a family member. And if you have the time, why not go into iTunes and give me a review? That would make the podcast audience grow, and that would make me so happy. So until tomorrow, have a great day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.